What's going on, guys? Today, I just want to do a little bit of a rundown about these masks and these mask mandates in Indiana and all this good jazz. Bear with me. This is my first podcast, and I'm fairly new to the podcast scene. Just bear with me and keep that in mind as you listen to this whole thing. This video will not be too long because I can't jabber too long. Yeah, without further ado, let's get started. So I want to first talk about McDonald's and their forcing of wearing a mask through the drive-thru, because I believe the insides are not open. Like, you can't just go in and order or whatever. I believe it's just drive-thrus. At least I know it is for our two McDonald's that we got in both towns close to us. I don't know. I don't eat there too often because their food's gross. I don't really, not a fan of their food, but so anyways, I don't agree with it. And by the way, this is all my opinion only. Just keep that in mind as well. But I don't really agree with it because, first off, okay, I feel like it ain't going to work. And here's an example I'm going to use basically for it. Say I have the China virus, which, by the way, I don't, just to clear that up. But say I have the China virus and I go, I'm lying down to McDonald's, Mickey D's. I order and all that good jazz. Come up to the first window, put my mask on. Now, keep in mind, I didn't have my mask on to go there. And, you know, I was breathing in the air, breathing out of the air, had my windows up. I go and pay for my meal, then I put my mask back down, go to until I get to the second window, put it back up, get my food, and leave. Well, there's a problem there. Say that contaminated air gets to the two workers that was there that took care of me, as I had that, since that contaminated air was there, and I didn't know I had China virus, to say that. You know, it's in the incubation period or whatever. And I go and do all that. And the air that is contaminated goes inside McDonald's. Sorry, I got like a frog in my throat or something. I go in there and I go to McDonald's and I have, and the person that was taking care of me takes his mask off to scratch the nose or something, who knows what. And he breathes in that contaminated air. There you go. He's infected. So that's why I feel like a mask ain't gonna work very good for McDonald's and Chipotle. I seen in that same article they are making you wear a mask now. I'm not too sure how they work, if you order online and go in there and pick it up, or how they do that. Because I haven't been in Chipotle in forever. Or if you just go through the drive-thru or whatever. I'm not too sure. I don't even know if they have drive-thrus, to be honest. I just don't really think it's going to work too good. Now on to my next topic is Indiana and our mandate. Our mandate that started today, our Governor Eric Holcomb, he put out a mandate. A couple days ago, I read an article saying that he said there would be penalties and fines and up to 3 months in jail, possibly up to 3 months in jail and or tickets, which is completely stupid and completely irrational on that part there. But he had a bunch of backlash. I seen on a poll on online there, I think it was 78 or 1700. I'm not sure. I'm thinking it was 7,800 people did a survey in Indiana, 7,800 Hoosiers, and 70% of people said they do not agree with his stance on that. And then Sunday night, which was last night, I read an article again talking about it, and he said that there will not be no punishment, and there will not be any consequences for you not wearing masks in public. So, I mean, he was pretty dumb to come out and say that there'd be fines and penalties and jail time possibly, because that's going to hurt his chances of getting reelected. Me personally, I'm a very conservative Republican, and I don't see me voting for him this year or this election or whichever election is it either this election or in 2 years, the midterm elections. I'm not sure when he's up for reelection, but I may possibly probably want to vote for his opponent in the Republican Party if he has a if he has an opponent in the primaries. And it was stupid on his part. I don't know what he was thinking, but no one's wearing masks, by the way. I went to the gym today. I was ready to argue, but basically tell him my rights and what it said, and that I'm not forced to wear it, and I would not wear it. But I walked in there, and the only person wearing a face mask was the employee. And I was actually pretty happy about that, because not that I want to make people not wear masks, because if you want to wear a mask, by all means, you wear that mask. If you think it works for you, hey, good for you. That's your freedom. That's your right. You wear that mask. But for me, I had a very big problem with it, because you're forcing me to do something. That'd be like me forcing you not to wear a mask. You wouldn't like that. You would think that's retarded. And that's how I feel with you making me wear a mask. It's stupid. Because it in my opinion, they just don't work, because people are not very smart with them. I know when I used to do hoarder cleaning, I used to wear masks. And everything and anything in between N95 masks to your little dollar store mask. And none of them worked, in my opinion. I was hot. I couldn't hardly breathe. And I could still taste the nastiness in the air of the hoarder properties. And it didn't work, in my opinion. So I just don't think they work as good as what they say. And of course, studies. Sorry, I just got back from the gym not too long ago. I'm like super hyper and I can't think right. So just bear with me here. But there's studies and all this that say, yeah, they work, whatnot. But you also got to realize studies can be manipulated, and studies will a lot of times will be manipulated, can be and will be manipulated for the benefit of what they think should be done or, you know, all that. So I feel like masks, in my opinion, just ain't – they just don't work. They just – no – people that wear it only wear it when they're inside places, but they also realize if you touch stuff with your hands and you don't wash it or clean it or germax it or whatever, you take that mask off, you have your face around your mask, and say your mask kind of itches your nose, so sometimes that does happen. And you itch your nose, you know, and your hands contaminated, and you don't know it. Boom, you got coronavirus. Whereas maybe if you didn't have a mask on and you wouldn't have had that itch on your nose, and you possibly wouldn't touch your nose before you wash your hands, and you wouldn't have got it. You know what I mean? That's just my thoughts on the whole mask deal, and how I'm actually kind of happy that people aren't really doing it. I mean, like I said, if you feel like a mask is going to help you, by all means do it, but don't force me to. So that's it on today's episode of Stupid Politics. I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, please, I don't know what platform you're going to be on, because this goes out on all platforms. So if you liked it, please leave a great review, and if you can, like the video. If you didn't like it, then don't do nothing at all. No, but thank you for today's listening to the end. I know you probably like this guy has no clue what he's talking about, but like I said, this is my first podcast episode. I will be getting better as I go along. Just kind of bear with me. So thank you and have a good week.